Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Masielli. So Masielli, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Oh, hi, Dan. Thank you for having me here. I think it's a pleasure to be able to do this with you and kind of get to know each other a little bit. So my name is Masielli, and I'm located here in South Florida, and I own a medical imaging company that provides diagnostic ultrasounds to patients' home and also to physician offices. That's essentially in a nutshell what we do. We started in 2014. That's when I started, and we have grown for the past 10 years. We are contracted with most health insurance companies, including Medicare, a lot of commercial insurances, a lot of PPOs, HMOs, and we provide our services to a wide range of physicians, that is PCP, cardiologists, urologists, all kinds of specialties. And the way that our service is set up, we basically provide the service in the physician's office, where the patient doesn't have to go outside to get a diagnostic exam. Everything is done in-house. We bring the equipment, we bring the supplies, the technicians, kind of like a staffing company, what we do. So the benefit to the patient is that they're able to get the services in the comfort of their doctor's office, right? They don't have to go to a diagnostic center to get these services. They don't have to worry about if their insurance is going to be accepted, because we deal with all the insurances, so they're covered. Service is done on a date that they already know. So we provide a very fast turnaround report time when it comes to that. Pretty fast scheduling. It's on a weekly basis. So if we are working with that particular physician's office where they're every Monday, then they know that they're going to have their technician there on Monday. As opposed to when they send patients out, the diagnostic center may not have appointment for the next 2 months, which could jeopardize the patient's diagnosis and the outcome, et cetera. And at the same token, we also work with a lot of VIP clients in their homes. We go to patients' home and we provide the same ultrasound service in the comfort of their home. That's what we do. We've worked with a lot of performing artists, professional players that need like musculoskeletal ultrasound due to sports injuries. So we do with the ultrasound seek dressing the ligament that has been torn, any tears in the muscle, sprains, etc. So we have worked a lot with those, and that's what we do in a nutshell. That's what we do day to day.
So is it most of your employees, like, are they contractors, or do you have full time besides you? Like, what does that look like?
So most of our employees, they're all contractors. We have, I believe, 4 sonographers that are on board with us. We have 4 radiologists and 2 cardiologists. We have our medical director. We have a sales team that focuses on bringing more referral clients, referral partners, and myself. So we are a team of about 10 people. And as we speak, I'm training 2 new technicians. So it's happening as we speak. So I'm kind of multitasking today.
Cool. So in terms of, like you mentioned, you have people in sales that are bringing in more referrals. So what does that strategy look like? Are you only focused on referrals? Do you run ads? Like, how do you really like focus on scaling this business?
So that's a good question, because I believe that sales, it's about the engine of any business. You could have a great product, you could have a great service, but if you don't know how to market it, it's basically on the shadows. Nobody knows who you are. So the way that our system works, we do direct sales with physician offices. We work a lot on referrals from the physicians. And we do have Google Ads, and they work great. But our business model is direct sales with the physicians. We basically screen them, and we make sure whether they are... we basically make sure, sorry about that, that they are qualified, that we can actually work with them, that they're not doing ultrasound in their office already, right? Because then it makes no sense for us to be there, that they are independent providers that we can work with, meaning they're not employed by a hospital or have any sort of restriction. So we have a pretty detailed process when qualifying our prospects, and a really solid sales team that provide that does this function.
Makes sense. So in terms of, you know, the current, like, so you mentioned that you're bringing on more people right now. So, you know, just what in general would you say is your current biggest challenge in the business?
The biggest challenge in the business right now, the biggest challenge right this second, I would say is, that's a really good question. I mean, there's challenges everywhere. It's every day there's something new that you kind of have to work your way around. I mean, we're pretty solid as far as like systems, processes. That's a pretty solid structure. Our training and onboarding is pretty solid as well for each of the positions. Doctors know what to do. The sonographers know what to do. Our billing person knows what to do. I would say that the biggest challenge right now would probably be, that's a really good question. I'm not saying that we don't have any challenges. We certainly do.
Well, I guess I don't know. Like in the medical field, that sometimes there's challenges when it comes to reimbursement or hiring or things like that.
I would say, and you took it out of my mind, I would say that the biggest challenge is because there are so many insurances that are being new and they're coming out, or, you know, some insurances that their panels were closed for years, meaning they're not taking any new providers, or even providers that are not necessarily new, but they're new to them. So I would say that's a challenge when it comes to some insurances, because some patients have insurances that we've never even heard of before. And although we are contracted with most of them, but then there's a new insurance that's opened up last week and the patient has that. And sometimes they don't understand that, you know, they may have deductible that they have not met. So even though it's covered, they still have to pay for some of it out of pocket. I think it's a big thing. We're on the other side. So we understand how insurances really work, healthcare insurance. And, you know, we try to educate the patient when it comes to, oh, but I have insurance. I pay $100 every month on insurance. And it's like, yes, you do. And it covers this and this and this, but it doesn't cover these other items. So I would say that's a challenge. It's not a huge challenge, but it is a challenge that we do address when it does come, or, you know, when the patient has an insurance that we don't take. But a lot of patients are also happy to pay out of pocket if their insurance doesn't cover a specific service. So, and I think it's because of our turnaround time, and we're able to schedule patients same or next day in their home. And when we work with physicians, we go, we're there every week, so they don't have to wait months to get an appointment. So I think that's kind of how we overcome that challenge, if it makes sense.
Awesome. So let's just take a step back here. So what even, I guess, gave you the idea to start this business in the first place?
That's my favorite question. So so I was a sonographer by training. I actually went to school to be a sonographer myself. And as soon as I graduated, I got hired very quickly. I wasn't even registered at the time, but I was very good at scanning. I even scanned myself when I was in school, and the other students, they didn't want to practice. They didn't want to scan. So I'm like, well, I'm going to scan myself. So I would scan myself a lot to get practice. And I got hired fairly quickly. I worked for a mobile company. I'm actually very good friends with the owner, and she closed her business at the time, but I was working for her. And I worked with different doctors. It was a different environment in each office because you're not always in the same location. And I created really good relationships with the doctors. And I remember when that office was closing, the doctor told me, well, Massey, you know, since, you know, the office staff really likes you, the patients really get well with you, if you ever do this on your own, I would hire you on a heartbeat. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's kind of how everything started. And I remember buying like a really beat up old ultrasound machine that would overheat, and I would pray that I could finish my exam. And I asked my dad for a $4,000 loan, which he gave me, and I paid him back. So that's basically how it started. I was 21 years old, and I honestly didn't even know what exactly I was doing, but I knew that I liked being independent, and I liked the relationship that you build with the physicians, and kind of like that different side. But it's completely different from being a sonographer when you're working in the hospital, and everything is there for you. You know, everything is thought about, your schedule, your patients, everything's there. But when you transition from that mentality to kind of building something like a hospital base, right, building a company, that mentality, it has to shift. Back to your question. That's what got me in it. It's 10 years ago, and I was just very, very motivated and very eager to learn everything. So
that's amazing. So in terms of bigger vision, you mentioned that you're hiring more people. So what is your vision in terms of, like, you know, scalability, like, you know, in terms of monthly revenue, like, you know, where are you at now? Like, what is your goal to get to in 2024?
So our goal to 2024 is we want to expand to more states. Right now we're licensed in Florida, so we can do all of Florida, and we're starting one at a time. So I'm excited to cover most of Florida, especially the areas that are not getting the service as available to them. Central and North Florida. So we want to start with Florida and then at some point go international and do, you know, other states like Texas, New York, and those bigger states.
So when you're going into these new markets, obviously you mentioned you've been in, like, in the South Florida market for 10 years, you're well established, people know that you work with some of the top celebrities, professional athletes. So how do you, when you're going to, like, into these new markets, like, you know, what is your go-to-market strategy really just to get the word out? Because in those markets, people, you know, don't know you like they do, like, in South Florida. So what does that look like for you?
So, okay, I understand now. So as far as, like, merging into a different state, we use what we already have, which is experience, right? We start with what we have, which, one, we have experience, we're already credentialed. The first step into going to these other markets is to be credentialed within that state. The good thing is we have our physicians, they're credentialed all over the country. So that step is already kind of pre-taken care of. And then as far as going to these other states, it would be the same process that we implement now. We work directly with the physicians, we market with the physicians, business to business, and then we also market to patients where they find us on Google, or they find, you know, they found an ad that we were running, or word of mouth. So we would implement the same process that we have implemented here, because at some point nobody knew anything about us down here either. So it only makes sense to implement what we already have. And then if, you know, if things need to change based on the state, then we make those changes.
So in terms of marketing to new physicians, is there, like, conferences, or do you cold call them, email them? Like, what has been successful for you to get in front of new physicians?
So we do a lot of, we have done cold calling. A lot of our referrals now are based on other referrals. Like, we already have these physicians that are contracted with us that we already provide service to. They refer us to other ones, and they refer us to other ones and other ones. So it's more of like a word of mouth type of scenario for us at this stage. But we did a lot of cold calling. We did a lot of that. Sometimes we still do some cold calling, but for the most part is referrals.
But I'm saying, I guess, like, in these new markets, are you planning on getting this kind of back to cold calling? When you're starting out fresh, is that going to be your strategy?
I mean, I guess that could be one. It could be one method if we're branching out into a new territory that we don't know anybody.
Right.
Correct. So that would be initially the first method. And then once we are with enough physicians that are already using our services, it would be kind of the same scenario that's already here, where it's more like this physician recommended by somebody else. So it's more of like a warm contact as opposed to like a cold contact.
So can you just talk about that cold calling strategy? Because, like, for me, it's really interesting. I think that many people are forgetting that even in 2023, that there's value in cold calling. So is it more like you call them directly, or does somebody, like, on your team call them? And then after that, are you, like, trying to get, like, on a meeting with the doctor? Like, what does that look like?
So it's very true. Cold calling it sounds daunting, but it works. It works when you're asking the right questions. It works when you can get through those hoops and, you know, those roadblocks and kind of like those objections in at the initial stage. They don't know you. Expected, they may just say no, but it may be something that they actually need. They just don't know it yet. As far as cold calling, it works when you have the right answers, when you have the right questions, and when they ask you questions, you have the right answer to provide them with. Not everybody's going to say yes. And at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. You could call 100 prospects, and out of those 100, maybe 20 will respond to you. And that is the number. You know, it's not about getting discouraged. Oh, I called 5 and nobody answered. Well, it's okay, because you have to call 100 in order to get 20 to answer. And it's just really a numbers. It's a numbers game. It's statistic. It's not about, oh, it doesn't work. No, you have to do enough of it, and then you see the result. So it does work.
But do you call yourself, or do you have somebody like on your team?
No. We have a team that does the calls, that calls the doctor, that goes to the meetings, that schedules the meetings, you know, the catering company that provides lunch for these doctors' offices. Yeah, no, I can't call them myself. I did for a long time. For a long time, I called them myself, but I'm lucky that I don't have to do that anymore.
Awesome. Yeah. So in terms of, like, you know, obviously now we're 2 months left here in 2023. So what is your top priority now as we finish out this year?
So our top priority is, we just order new equipment because we have 4 new offices that we signed contract with that we're starting with for the last quarter. So I'm excited for that. That's definitely something that I wanted to kind of squeeze in before the end of the year. So as far as the end of the year, we have 2 months left. Yeah, we have 2 months left, and we have 4 new offices, and the first one we're starting this Friday. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for that. That's why we're training. We're training new people, and we're on crunch time. We really are in crunch time right now.
That's awesome. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I wish I knew before I started that delegating is the way to really scale, and hiring people that have the skill sets that you don't have. I think I was more of a, I just do it myself, because I could be such a perfectionist sometimes. And while that's great, because I'm so passionate about what I do and I want it to be literally perfect, it's really, you're kind of like in your own way when you want everything to be 100% perfect all the time. Obviously, not everyone's going to do it the same way that you do it. But that's why systems and processes are in place. That's why people have a process that they need to follow, so that everything is always the same, like a recipe. It doesn't matter which Starbucks you go to, the same caramel macchiato is going to be essentially the same, because everyone is following a recipe. So the biggest piece of advice is definitely delegating. If you have the budget to delegate the things that you don't know how to do, so that you can get to where you need to go to. And it may sound like you're spending money initially, but you're really not. It's more of like an investment that you're, if you did it yourself, it would take you X amount of year. But if you pay somebody to do it, they would do it the right way, execute it in a shorter time, and then you'll see the return of that investment. So it's not, you're not really spending money when you look at it in a way of, this is an investment that if I did it myself, it would take me forever, and I'm wasting basically what I'm good at trying to become great at something that I'm not.
For sure. So if we're going to chat again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
I love it. 1 year, exactly 1 year from now. Well, hopefully we are working on getting more clients. We have a really good sales team out there, and we're closing 4 to 8 offices per month. That is crazy. That is unheard of. I'm not sure if you're familiar with mobile ultrasound, but that is really good. So hopefully when we chat next year, we would be at 100 new closed offices in that year.
So next year, are you going to be in a different state also?
I'm not sure about that, but hopefully we'll be closer to Georgia, in Florida. We really want to capture most of Florida that we can, and have a really strong presence here before we diverge into any other state.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's a very smart move. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website, social media handles, or just best way to get in contact with you?
Definitely. So our company website is conciergediagnostics.com, and my Instagram handle is Macieli Abreu. You could find all of my information there. You can also see all of the company links, which is also Concierge Diagnostics, on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. They're all Concierge Diagnostics. And then as far as mine, it's Macieli Abreu, at Macieli Abreu, or anything dot Macieli Abreu. So.
Awesome. Well, Macieli, thank you so much for your time, and we're rooting
thank
for
you.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.